come into your meditation position. If you're sitting on a couch, you might want to put a few cushions behind your back to keep your spine straight. Your hands are either up on your thighs, down, or folded in your lap. Your chin is level. Your eyes are either lightly closed or slightly open, looking down. Start by settling into your body, breathing into your belly. As you settle in, you're aware of your inner climate. Noticing thoughts. You are not your thoughts. Watch your thoughts go by like birds or clouds. Ask yourself, what am I feeling emotionally right now? No judgment. Next, scan through your body, looking for any areas that are being held tight or feel resistant, and then relax. Relax that area. Get very focused now on breathing into your belly. Focus on the movement of your belly as you breathe deeply in a relaxed way. Hold your focus here. On each exhale, start to count your breaths for 5 breaths, starting with your next exhale. Now, think of something that you do that makes you feel settled and good inside. For me, actually, it's cooking. For some reason, at times when I'm cooking, I come into some kind of being state. I'm relaxed inside. What does that for you? Sometimes, typically, it can be being out in nature, being with animals, doing something creative. What comes to mind? Let yourself feel that now. If nothing comes to mind, just make something up. Tune into the felt perception separately from the activity that brings you that feeling. Generate this feeling. feel-good feeling with no story attached. Practice the feeling. Now, bring in the mantra. May I be filled with loving kindness, loving all aspects of ourselves. May I be well. So we'll work with these first two lines. As you inhale, you're saying to yourself, may I be filled with loving kindness. And as you exhale, you're saying, may I be well. Repeat this to yourself, and I'll come back and repeat it with you again. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. Come back to the good feeling that we were generating, and as you stay with that feeling, again repeat the phrases on your breath. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. Now the next two lines, may I be peaceful and at ease on your inhale, and may I be happy on your exhale. The phrases ride on the breath. So again, I'll say the phrases and I'll leave a space for you to say them to yourself. I'll come back and remind you. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy and on your own. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. Now, one more time, checking that you're also practicing the good feeling while repeating. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. Now, all four lines together. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. Just repeating to yourself whatever you remember. Don't worry. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy and on your own. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy and on your own. Again, generate the feeling, that good feeling inside. One more time. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. And opening your eyes when you're ready. So initially, go over the phrases until you have them memorized, and then practice them daily in meditation, but also at other times during your day. You can practice while you're waiting, walking, going to sleep at night. And remember, it's always important to engage in the good feeling. Practice it and see what starts to happen in your life. When you're ready, you can practice metta also with your loved ones, focusing on them and saying, may you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. But there's two rules for practicing metta with others. The first one is that you never tell them, because it's our exercise. It's us working on ourselves. And also, you never have any expectations that suddenly everything is going to be wonderful. But having said that, I've witnessed many relationships benefit with the practice of metta. So again, we're practicing the feeling. The practice goes on to sending loving kindness to people that we see, but also we don't know them particularly. So this could be a cashier where you shop or the person delivering your mail. When you're ready, try this as an experiment for a week and just see what happens. Eventually, we practice metta with difficult people in our lives, always generating the feeling. But don't rush right to those difficult people, just when you're ready. So take this on as an experiment and see what the outcome is for you. Initially, commit to practicing for about 5 minutes a day and increase your practice by, say, a minute a week, working up to 15 minutes or so. Try this for 30 days. Don't worry if you miss. If you miss a day, just come back. Just pick it up. Practice at the same time every day. Generally, the first thing in the morning is good before your day starts. A good idea is to think about this by just getting up 5 minutes earlier. Evening is also fine. Find a place in your home that works for you. Have it be your place to connect with that deep and precious part of you, and just see what slowly and organically starts to happen. It's truly the biggest gift that you can give yourself. And everyone around you benefits too.